Last Friday, Trump signed an executive order. It temporarily bars people from 7 Muslim-majority countries, Iran, Iraq, Syria, as well as Sudan, Somalia, Libya, and Yemen, from entering the U.S. for at least 3 months.
So what that means is that people who were coming into the United States after the order was signed on Friday, namely Saturday, were being returned or at least rejected from the United States. And if those people were refugees, that means that they were going to go back to a situation where their lives were at risk. And it even included lawful permanent residents of the United States and even dual citizens of the United States who were presenting their non-U.S. passport.
While she is based in Tallahassee, immigration attorney Elizabeth Ritchie has clients all over the country and the world who she says are very concerned.
Especially clients from Iran. I represent many scientists from Iran. And they're concerned that if they leave the United States, they're not going to be able to come back in and that their families won't be able to come and visit them because they're one of the barred countries.
Trump says this is not about religion, as many Muslim countries aren't on the list. And he says he issued the executive order to keep the country safe from countries identified as sources of terror. But Ritchie disagrees.
That list does noticeably not include countries with which he has tremendous business dealings, including Saudi Arabia. But we have to keep in mind that the 9/11 hijackers and the Boston bombers were not refugees, and they were not from the countries on this executive order. So it's misplaced, ill-informed, probably unconstitutional, if not just illegal and contrary to the Immigration and Nationality Act, to exclude people from countries who have not posed a security threat.
Ritchie is discouraging anyone from one of the countries named in the executive order from traveling outside the U.S., at least for now.
And I encourage anyone who's an immigrant, including lawful permanent residents or green card holders who have a criminal history, to attempt to have that history vacated by a qualified criminal defense attorney, as it may turn out that criminal aliens, even permanent residents with minor offenses, may be pursued for deportation in the future.
Meanwhile, there have been multiple legal challenges filed to Trump's executive order. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.